is finally done here in Wisconsin. It was the longest year of teaching in my 30 plus year career. And Leia, I would be fine if I never had to lead another Zoom class. I can't tell you how many times I was told, "You're muted." I just wanted to like throw the computer. Or how many times students would private message me with, like, "What are we doing?" When I was, like, at that very moment explaining what we were doing. Do you see how worked up I'm getting? Oh, Leia, to use another British baking show word, I am chuffed to be done, and I'm ready to plan my summer with my two teens and tween.
Oh, yay. I'm so happy for you. Well, hi, I'm Leia, and we have one more week at our international school that I work at here in Beijing. Fortunately, I've been largely Zoom-free since January, so here's hoping that our Zoom days are behind us. Whew, man.
Yes, goodbye.
Goodbye, Zoom. Meantime, I also am looking forward to the summer. I'm going to have a summer of writing and some traveling and lots of walking. Edie, even though it's a beautiful blue sky day here in Beijing, I've been walking in Paris this morning thanks to YouTube. Is there nothing one cannot do or figure out thanks to YouTube?
I'm pretty sure it solves all our problems. Yep.
We're the two chit-chat chicks.
Like always, we'll be sharing chit-chat tips and tricks.
Sheet pan meals and an umami tip.
We will gather around the campfire to chat about burning topics.
Designing your summer.
And, of course, we'll have our chit-chat challenge of the week.
In our chit-chat tips and tricks segment, we share things that make our lives just a little bit happier or better.
What have you got for us this week, Leia?
Well, Edie, actually, I think my tip really complements yours, so you should go first.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Leia, have you ever heard about sheet pan meals?
I have.
Okay, well, I'm going to explain it anyway to you.
Okay. Please do. Yours are probably better than mine, so. Though the concept is quite simple, I think.
It's very simple. So what you do is you get a huge sheet pan. I bought mine at Target and they are rimmed. And I dare I say that they were only $5 each. I think that's true. And the whole concept is that you make your whole meal on one sheet pan. You have your veggies, you have your meat. It's all on a sheet pan, and it's super easy because you just line your pan with tinfoil and then throw out the tinfoil, and cleanup's easy.
So easy.
It's so easy. But I found a recipe in some cooking magazine for like a formula for sheet pan meals. So what you do is you use 1.5 pounds of boneless meat.
Okay,
you use 1 pound of starchy veggies. And Leia, this is where you could use your sweet potatoes. But I like to use those baby potatoes.
Oh, they're so nice. Cute. I love those too.
And then 2 cups of non-starchy veggies. You can use like green beans or asparagus or broccoli.
Okay.
And then you need olive oil, salt, and pepper. You need some pepper. And a 1/2 cup of sauce, like barbecue sauce or pesto, you know, whatever you're using. So then you just throw it in the oven at 350 for 1/2 hour and you flip everything after 15 minutes. But I have made this process even better.
Oh.
I make sheet pans meals. I use two pans.
Oh, you mean so you have leftovers or what?
Well, with two teenage boys and a tween, I don't get any leftovers ever. No matter how much food I make, they eat it all. And I'm not kidding. So anyway, I didn't like how the meat juices would run all over the place. So I used two pans and I only put like the barbecue sauce on the meat. Like I used to put it on everything. And my son was like, there's too much going on here. So I only put the sauce on the meat and then the rest of the sauce is on the side if people want it. And the other pan I put the veggies on and I tossed that with, you know, the olive oil, salt and pepper. Okay. What do you think of that?
Well, I like it, but I do have a question.
Yeah.
Summer is upon us, and you're still heating up the kitchen with sheet panning. I thought you had this objection to heating up the kitchen in the summer. I remember this very clearly.
Maybe I should get into grilling. I need to get into grilling and leave the sheet panning behind. You're right.
Well, no, it's a very good tip, but people might not use it quite as much in the summer. I don't know. But
this will be, maybe we can revisit it during our Hygge episode in November that I'm sure we'll be doing.
No doubt. Okay, well, I'm going to throw in my recommendation that goes along with sheet panning, and that is miso paste. Have you ever used miso paste, Edie?
I have two containers of it in the refrigerator right now. Yeah.
Well, okay.
What should I do with it?
Well, you can make this as part of your sauce for your sheet pans or for grilling. Yeah, because one small spoonful of fermented soybean paste is enough to transform an entire recipe, Edie, because miso is super concentrated. So you just need a tiny little bit. And, you know, the two containers that you have, they will last forever, like at least a year, even if it's opened and it's stored in your refrigerator.
And I feel like it could last decades.
Could be. I think so. Probably paint your house with it. No, you've got to think of it like a fancy mustard. So you can use it in salad dressings, in soup, in Buddha bowls, barbecue marinades, and of course, in your sheet pan seasonings.
Well, I use it to make soup, miso soup.
Oh, you can do so much more with it, though.
And I know.
Some of it
is
stronger.
Yeah, so I use a fermented black rice miso.
Okay, nice. Yeah. I don't know what I use because I buy it here at the Chinese grocery store, and because I live in China, so all grocery stores are Chinese. But I can't read what, you know, I don't know what it is, but it's good. It's yummy.
It's good. Well, Leah, do I hear a campfire?
Do I hear a campfire tune?
Fire's burning, draw nearer, draw nearer.
It's time for campfire chat!
Leah, I am a big proponent of planning my summer. Because if I don't plan my summer, all of a sudden it's August and I've done nothing but, you know, lay in bed with my phone and wasted the whole summer.
Sound like a teen. Yeah, but Edie, right? Not all of our listeners are teachers like us, so they don't all have their summers free.
Well, of course, but you know, summer is still a wonderful time that can be full of magic, whether you're going to work for a couple hours, I'm making it sound real simple, whether you're just wandering into work or not wandering into work. And I like to think about, how do I want to feel when the summer is over? You know, there's always a bit of sadness when summer is over, especially in Wisconsin, because it seems like you know, winter goes on for forever. But yeah. I like to design my summers around these topics. Do you have a pen and pencil? Are you ready to write this down?
Well, I've got a computer.
Okay. Well, here they are. I like to design my summer around my reading life, practical projects, creative projects, fun activities, and fitness.
Oh, so good. Okay, I love it. So great.
So for example, one summer I read the entire Harry Potter series. I had never read it, and I think it had been out for 19 years. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and I painted and I redid impressive. Our rec room, that room in the basement. And I also took online collage classes from Kelly Ray Roberts.
Okay, I like this. Well, I've always liked to have a theme for my summer, too. And because we're often couch surfing around North America during our summers because we live and work in Asia, but we try to get back to both the Vancouver area, where I come from, and also the Midwest of the United States, where Dawn is from and Edie lives, it's hard to have a lot of routine in the summer. So for me, I like to set daily goals for myself that I can make happen anywhere. And those are usually to do with exercise, writing, and also certain loosey-goosey rules I set for myself about eating. Because when you're staying with people all summer long, it can be one long eating festival, you know, complete with nonstop barbecues and libation, so many cocktails. So one of my plans is often to take it easy during the day so I can enjoy my evenings and go a little bit crazy. But anywho, this summer we're staying in China, so summer will be a bit more normal in that we will be mostly sleeping in our own beds and setting our own schedules. Edie, did I tell you I was going to teach summer school?
That sounds fun.
Don't be sarcastic.
I'm not it's teaching summer
It's going to be fun,
school.
And I'm going to make some extra money, so it'll be fine.
Leia, I like that for you.
Yes. Okay. I'm not sure I like it for me. No, I do like it. I'm fine with it. Let's just carry on. I don't want to talk about summer school. What do you say, Edie? We go through these topics that you've just discussed, how you design your summer, and we talk about how we can set up our own summers and hopefully inspire our listeners.
Yeah, well, let's start with the reading life. Like I said, you know, one summer I read all the Harry Potter books. Another summer I reread all the Anne of Green Gables books, and my mother did too. It was really fun. This year, as I've mentioned before on the podcast, this is my summer of Bill Bryson.
Yes, Bill.
So I am right now reading that travel book he wrote about Australia. The title is Escaping Me. Something in a Sunburnt a Country.
A Sunburnt Country, yes, yeah. Something in a Sunburnt Country.
And I'm also listening to him read The Body on Audible, which is a really long book. So I've been I got a head start on that. So I think I'm halfway through. Nice. I'm not only doing Bill Bryson because I'm in a book club, and during the school year, we just meet every other month. And during the summer, we meet every month. So I am reading The Midnight Library for June, and we're reading The Sweeney Sisters by Leanne Dolan for July. So I am mixing in a couple things with Bill.
Okay.
What about you?
Excellent. Well, I am right now actually reading Jessica Simpson's memoir called Open Book. I just am loving it. I don't know why. I don't really know Jessica Simpson from a hole in the head. I've never followed her music or watched. Maybe I watched like one of her reality shows back in the day, and the Newlywed Show. But for whatever reason, I came upon this book a few weeks ago. I thought, yeah, I'll read it. And I am really enjoying it. I like a good memoir, and especially a good memoir written by a woman. And she's actually a very good writer. Dawn said she probably is a ghostwriter, but I don't know. I just think she's very authentic, and I don't think she does have a ghostwriter. Maybe somebody helped her organize it a bit. But whatever the case, I'm inspired to read a few more memoirs this summer, so it might be my summer of memoirs. What do you think of that?
Oh, I love that. Right? There's so many good memoirs to choose from. Yeah.
Yes. If anybody can give advice on any other great memoirs I should pick up, let us know. Let us know in our Chit Chat Coop on Facebook. But the other thing that we're just getting started on is a book club with our friends Kim and Kyle, and nobody else yet. And we are going to read Anxious People by Frederick Backman. He's also the guy who wrote A Man Called Ove. Have you read that one?
Yeah, I read that. I enjoyed that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Anxious People is actually really very, very good too. Though it's not like super anxiety inducing or anything. It's actually quite a great read and fun and interesting. So we're going to be discussing that with our friends who live in our apartment block. We'll be getting together over a series of evenings and chatting about Anxious People. The other thing I need your advice on is some middle year novels, because I'm going to be an English teacher in the middle school next year. So perhaps you can send me a list of some must reads for middle school.
There's so many good must read middle school memoirs if you want to keep with your theme.
Okay. I love it. Okay. I'll be waiting.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's talk about practical projects. And I know you are expecting me to talk about a decluttering project, but I am not going that route. Shocking. Oh,
surprise, surprise. So what are you going to declutter then?
Well, I'm not going to be decluttering. I am going to be repainting the rec room that I painted 5 years ago as my practical project. I'm sick of the curry, and I found out from my friend, I have an accent wall down there, and accent walls pull the room together and make it look even more narrow. So I am going to repaint it a light color. And then I'm going to be combing through Marketplace, where you can buy used furniture. People just sell their crap on Marketplace. But I am looking for a sectional. So I'm going to replace all this mismatched furniture with a large sectional.
Okay.
And that's my practical project. And it's going to be quite a bit of painting, because I think that curry color is going to be hard to cover up.
Oh, it might be, right?
Yeah.
Well, this is exciting, because when we eventually get back to the Midwest, we'll have a whole new rec room to hang out in.
That's right. Of course, I will be decluttering, you know, down there as I go, but I don't need to talk about that.
Okay. Well, I might need to talk about decluttering.
Really?
We have got, well, you've just said the word crap on the podcast, so I'll say it again. We've got too much crap. Since, you know, why do we even think that's a bad word, right? Maybe it was 30 years ago when we were, or 50 years ago when we were kids. I don't think it's a bad word anymore. Anyway, right?
I wouldn't put it under barnyard language.
No, it's not too bad. But maybe it might offend some people's sensibilities. I don't know. But anyway, oh, there's just too much stuff in our house. Mm-hmm. Too much stuff. Way too much stuff. So I aim to get rid of, I would say we could easily get rid of a fifth of all of the stuff in our apartment. We don't live in a big place. It's 1,000 square feet, thereabouts. And there's four of us living here, and it's just a bit too full. So I think that with my family's permission, we will start to get rid of just all these bits and pieces and, you know, furniture, but also just knick-knacky, trashy stuff that I don't even know where it comes from, but I want it gone. So that's my goal for the summer, to just wade my way through that and have a lighter, airier house without so much stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Keep us posted on that. I like that. So yeah, what are you thinking too. For a creative project?
Oh, well, that's easy for me. I really want to get back to writing, seriously writing. And this is something I like to do during my summers. I really enjoy setting aside time to write every day. And then, you know, sadly, it easily falls by the wayside during my full-time, you know, other 10 months of my year or so. But that said, never mind that. It's the summer. So my goal is to write for, I haven't decided whether it's going to be 2, 2.5, 3 hours a day, at least 5 days a week. And I think I have two novels on the go. One is a high school novel and the other is an adult novel, both fiction. And I would say the high school novel, I'm probably 3/4 of the way through, and I stopped writing it during the pandemic. And it's quite provocative and interesting. And I wasn't going to carry on with that. I was going to do the adult one, but this afternoon I pulled it out and I shared a little bit with a student that I was working with. I didn't actually share the novel with her, but I was showing her how every time somebody talks, you start a new paragraph. And because she said this big wall of print, you know, she was writing this memoir and it was like, I don't want to look at this because it was just, oh. So, and she's like, oh, really? And I said, no, look at this. And I opened up my novel and showed her. And she was quite excited that I was writing this. So she wanted to hear a bit about it. And then I got excited about it too. So now I have to decide which novel I'm going to finish this summer, Edie.
Well, if you're spending, finish both.
Well, possibly, right?
Yeah.
I tend to jump from one thing to the other, so I would like to make a decision and fixate on one or the other for a period of time, because that has been my biggest challenge. I write a lot, but it's just, I have so much, and you know, in between, and I want a blog as well. I'd like to publish at least once a week on my blog, so that's my creative project, all to do with my writing. How about you?
Well, my creative project is I would like to finish my rough draft of the middle grade book I am writing, Carrie's Winter.
Right.
Brr.
Based on, in case some of our listeners don't know about this, tell us what it's based on.
I am rewriting The Long Winter, but from Carrie Ingalls' point of view, not from Laura Ingalls Wilder's point of view. And I am taking I'm taking a lot of creative license and researching the people who lived in DeSmet and throwing them in there. And for fans of Laura Ingalls Wilder, I am making Carrie have a crush on Cap Garland. Isn't that fun?
Is Cap Garland again? Who is
what?
That? I'm sorry. I can't remember. Who's Cap Garland?
Remember how he went with Almanzo and saved the town because they went and got the wheat during that blizzard?
Yes, I do, actually. Okay. Just didn't remember the name, though. It is quite distinctive.
Personally, I think Laura should have married Cap Garland instead of Almanzo, but, you know, that's another book. You know,
yes.
Laura's choice.
Laura's choice. Oh, boy. Okay, so you aim to complete that novel this summer, or...?
Yeah, I want at least the rough draft done. That'll be amazing for me. And I also want to create more cards for Prairie Girl Greetings. and get those. I feel like I should do my Christmas card and Valentine's Day card lines now so they're ready to go.
Yes, you should. Absolutely. So,
yeah, absolutely. That's what I'll be doing creatively.
I love it. And Edie, do you think there'll be any art fairs this summer that you can go to and sell your things at?
There probably are, but I won't be at them. I don't have the energy to, to cobble that together. So,
okay. Well, you've got your Etsy store. We'll put that in the show notes. And yeah, well, next summer you will too. And it'll be very, very safe by next summer. Here's hoping.
Yeah, right? I think so.
And you'll have lots of energy.
Lots of energy.
Yes. Okay. So I think the next thing that you have on your list is fun activities. So yeah, I have. I guess my big fun activity theme this summer is travel. Summer school. No, not the summer. Summer school's going to be fine. Yay, summer school. Oh, no, that'll just shut up, Leia. We are going to do some traveling. We initially thought we might take a big trip to Tibet or go on the Silk Road or something. But, Edie, we have got two teenage girls who would rather lie in bed and be on their phones than travel to Tibet. So
I, that makes a lot of sense.
Kind of sad, but such as it is. Actually, there's a few other reasons that we have decided not to take a big trip. And one is that while things are really quite safe in China and we can travel freely at the moment, that could change at any time, and we don't want to put a lot of money down on a trip and then find out that we can't go on it. And also, what's the other reason? There's another big reason. I can't think of it. We'll cut this out in a second. But
it must be that you want to lay in bed and scroll on your phone.
Yes, I too want to lie in bed and scroll on my phone and sleep
and not travel.
Well, no, in fact, the other reason is that everybody is staying here this summer in the international community. None of us can travel because we don't have any assurances of being able to get back to China. So those of us with jobs, unless we're quitting our jobs, are staying here. So there's going to be a big community of folks that we know well, and our children's classmates and good friends are staying as well. So they're looking forward to having a summer with their friends, which is something they don't actually usually have because we're back in North America traveling. So I think that will be really fun for them and for us too. There'll be a lot of opportunities for social gatherings and should be fabulous. Even summer school.
Yes.
What's your fun activity going to be? Oh, but I forgot to say, we are traveling though. We're going to a place called Xiamen in a couple of weeks off the coast of Taiwan, in China still. And a bunch of us have actually booked the club floor of the hotel, the Marco Polo that we're staying at, which means, I don't know if there are club floor things in America or not. Maybe it's a Chinese thing. But on the club floor, you get all these extra special things like cocktail hours and nibblies out all the time, and I don't know, it's just like a thing. So, and it wasn't very expensive, but we're maybe about 4 or 5, 6 families are gonna go, and there's a swimming pool and we're right on the ocean and there's lots of things to do in and around Xiamen. So I think it should be really fun. We're gonna go for 5 days as the week after school is out. And then later on in the summer, we are taking our daughters back to their home province in China where they both were born, Jiangxi. And we're going to do a little retrospective, a little tour of where they were both born. They were born in two different places, and maybe visit the social welfare institutes. They're often called orphanages, but that's not what they are. But where our girls spent the first years of the first year of each of their lives. So I think that should be a very meaningful and interesting and great time visiting Jiangxi. So those are our two travel things that we have on the docket.
I love how your fun activities are travel, not travel. It's really good.
Well, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be hugged by travel with no travel in between, or maybe a little bit, mm-hmm. a day here and there, you know, little trips. What about you?
Well, my fun activity is not as exciting as yours. Mine is that I'm going to be watching zombie movies with my boys all summer long.
Oh, boy. Yay.
Leonard has... Yeah, well, I do like zombie-type movies, and Leonard has mm-hmm. them all chosen, but I couldn't watch The Matrix because I was getting nightmares.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, how are you going to manage?
I don't know. Well, I'll give it a go. We're starting with, like, funny zombie movies. I guess that's a thing. And I told them we might have to have a theme change, you know, from zombie movies to, like, movies starring adorable little bears.
Yeah, right? A little Winnie the Pooh mixed in.
Well, I was thinking more Paddington.
Okay, better.
But it's a fun thing to do, and we are starting this weekend with, you know, kicking off the summer with some zombies.
Woohoo! Okay, well, more power to you. You're a good mom.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I like it.
Zipping along to fitness, during the school year, I feel good if I get in, like, 2 exercise sessions a week and everything else is, you know, frosting. But in the summer, I'm going to try working out in the morning and just getting it done. And I'm also going to try and do just lots and lots of walking.
Right.
I feel like I've outgrown Leslie Sansone.
Okay, well, fair enough. She's the walking video guru, for those of you who don't know. We walk at home. Yeah.
I thought I'd get more of a response from that, Leah.
How could you?
Where you're just like, fair enough.
Okay.
Well, I found another in-home walking person who I really like. It might just be that I've spent so many years with Leslie, I'm sick of her, you know. But Jessica Smith is a good person you can check out on YouTube. Because sometimes it's just, you know, if it's 90 degrees and humid, I'm not, like, doing my running, walking around the neighborhood. I'm in the basement, right. You know, doing in-house walking. And I'm aiming to do this 5 days a week because why not?
Yeah, because you can.
Yeah. What about you?
Right, and it's good for you. Well, I, too, am aiming to walk more. My goal since the 20 for 21 has been 10,000 steps a day, every day. And I've managed that most days. There's only a few days I've taken off, but I'm going to up it to 15,000 steps a day for the summer.
Wow. Impressive.
Yeah, right. At a minimum. Mm-hmm. So my thing with in-home walking that I'm thinking that I'll do, because I like to get out and walk as well, but Beijing also gets super hot and humid and kind of sticky and a bit nasty in the summer, and there can be pollution at times too. So it's good to have an in-home walking option. And you know what I discovered? We actually talked about this several podcasts ago, but I started walking... Oh, I told you in the intro in Paris, right? I
was That's in Paris. That's right, yeah.
I've been in Venice. I've been all over the place walking. And you just follow these walking tours. I just put them on mute and walk along and watch, just see the sights. But interestingly, this is a little bit sad, but this was meant to be our summer of taking Charlotte, our eldest daughter, on a, well, and actually Emily too, because she'll be graduating, Charlotte next year and Emily a couple years from now, they'll be going to university. And so this was meant to be our university tour summer. And we were going to go to some cities in Canada and show our girls around. So Charlotte actually, bless her heart, she's so sweet. She suggested, Mama, why don't we go on walking tours of some of these cities and I can see if I'd like to live there or not. We plan to walk around Toronto and Montreal. We'll do some walking in Vancouver, even though Charlotte knows Vancouver fairly well. Victoria, maybe Halifax, because she's going to have to make some decisions about, well, she's more concerned about the city she's going to live in than the university. So she's going to have to make some decisions about the city, even if she has not had the opportunity to go. Because next summer will be her graduating time. So
yeah,
one more year with our sweetheart. So anyway, she'll be walking with me in some Canadian cities.
Well, I want her to walk around Madison so that she can go to university here.
I know. If she gets a scholarship, yes, but Canada's going to be much more affordable for us. So there you go.
For me. So Leah, I know that I was like Bossy the Cow with like, this is how I plan my summer, you know, under these topics, but yeah. Moo. Are there any topics that you use to design your summer that you want to throw in there?
Well, you know, you pretty much covered it for me, actually. I have to say mine are not dissimilar other than the home projects. I don't tend to have too many of those. But I would say, I guess if there would be one thing to add, it would be the whole fresh food thing, right? There's no excuse not to eat beautiful salads and fresh fruit and vegetables. And I know you have your own glorious garden that you'll be able to harvest from, and I'm jealous of that. But I'll be buying fresh fruit and vegetables from the local wet markets and from the local vendors and farmers. So that's also good. I also plan to have a lot of sparkling waters with just tablespoons. Is that what I was using? Tablespoons of vodka or tequila in them. So it's not going to be the summer of cocktails for me, Edie, but it is going to be the summer of refreshing bubbly drinks. I do love my bubbles with just a hint of alcohol sometimes. It's time for the
Chit Chat Challenge of the week.
Last week, we talked about how to lighten up. Are you still keeping things light, Leah?
I sure am. I am continuing to rock my sundresses. In fact, I bought a couple of light caftans over the weekend. Oh, that's a whole other story. And just never mind. I am planning lighter, more plant-based meals these days. And I just ordered a case of soda water. Because, well, you know, here in China, you just order something on your phone and someone just runs up a few minutes later and knocks on your door and delivers it. So might have to interrupt this podcast to go get my soda water. What about you, Edie?
I am still lightening up and watching the jazz piano playing cat, if you can believe that, Leah.
That cat.
Which is on the coop, but I'm like showing it to my students. I'm like making my own children watch it again. And every time I just cannot stop laughing. That cat, right? I just want to pinch its little cheeks.
Love it. Well, this week, your challenge is to design your summer. So let us know what you're doing over on the coop. Right.
So that's it for this episode of the Two Chit Chat Chicks. Check out show notes for links to our blogs and to my Etsy store, Prairie Girl Greetings. Plus, if you haven't already, make sure to join our private Facebook group, the Chit Chat Coop.
Yes, please.
Thanks to Leah for sitting with her teenage daughter, Charlotte, each week and patiently and laboriously editing the podcast. Rumor has it, it isn't always a blast.
It is not always a piece of cake, Edie. But as long as I pay Charlotte and give her lots of gummy worms and chocolate during the editing process, all is well.
Bye-bye.
Cluck, cluck.